Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Melanin Mamas. I was tasked by my lovely co-host to create a 5 to 8 minute podcast discussion on my own. That way we are able to critique ourselves and see how we can grow this podcast. As you know, podcasts are the new waves, and it's something that just organically happened, and we're going to catch on to that wave, and we're just going to be better and greater. So on the first episode, as I said, my lovely co-host Shakita Lee basically gave me a task. Now, we had our initial conference call, and we both came up with 3 to 5 ideas that we could discuss in our podcast. And so as I'm riding to work, I'm like, damn, well, what can I do for my homework that Miss Shakita Lee gave me? What could I do? What could I talk about? And I, you know, I always listen to the Breakfast Club on my way to work. And so I was like, I was just thinking, turn on the Breakfast Club. And then Tiana Taylor and her husband, Iman, were on the Breakfast Club. And they were discussing a song on her new album called Three Way. And then a light bulb went off. Ding, 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 ding. Why not make that your intro to Melanin Mamas for your personal episode? So here we are. We are going to be talking about three ways. Ooh. We're going to be talking about all things three ways today. So, I have my own thoughts on three ways. I have my own theories on three ways. But let's get back into the Breakfast Club interview. So, on the interview, she discussed that she actually brought the idea to Iman. They were out in Vegas, and they were having a good time, and she just, you know, she actually referenced that she was Dora the Explorer, and she wanted to explore. So, now, to me, and this is just my Michaela B. theory, to me, any woman that wants to bring another woman in there, oftentimes, and I'm going to use that disclaimer, oftentimes, it's because they're not being satisfied. Maybe the dick game is trash. Because as a woman who has experienced very good sex, you're not going to want to share it. Ain't nobody sharing the good dick, bitch. Just be honest, okay? So it's either that or she really just dig women. I mean, she's a tomboy. No shade. She's a little manly. But I don't know. And I would love to hear you guys' thoughts on it. That's my theory. I'm sticking by that theory. As far as me in a threesome, it's something that I've never experienced. It's something I don't see myself experiencing, but you never know. You know, they say it gets greater later, and I've been told when you get, the older you get, the freakier you get. So who's to know? My old ass might be busting it down in my 50s. I don't know. But year to date, I have no desire to bring a woman in. I think women are beautiful. But I don't desire a woman. I don't think that there's anything that a woman can give me that my man couldn't get me. I don't think there's anything that a woman could give me that my man couldn't give me, unless my man couldn't give me something. And I've been blessed in that department. So, maybe, you know, I'm just too selfish too. I don't want to share. Hell, I barely want to share my food with my child. You know what I mean? I hide with the good snacks. So I'm not a sharing person. I'm just not, especially when it's good. Like my favorite snacks, why would I want to share that? My favorite dick, why would I want to share that? You know, so call us, 1-800-MELANINMAMAS. Let us know how you feel. Give us some feedback on the podcast. We're really excited. We're going to bring you guys all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about everything under the sun. We're going to be talking about things that people are afraid to talk about. We're going to be that ear. We're going to be that mouth. We're going to be that heart and everything that people are afraid to be. So I hope you guys are just excited as we are. And we want everybody to tune in. All of the melanin mamas, all of the melanin fathers, all of the black, white, everything. We encourage you to listen to our podcast. It's good. We're going to have some good stuff, and we're looking very, very forward to it. So I'm very excited to record episode one, and this is the conclusion of my practice episode.